On November 4th, 2012, on the radio program Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, which you can listen to live every Sunday morning at 9 for media analysis and discussion of critical issues for planning the next social arrangements. You can listen through the link at the NAS to End Work website on the homepage to Berkeley Liberation Radio. On November 4th, we began a discussion of the international nation-state system and the totalitarian nature of power. That is to say, its global nature. I'm arguing that during the last three centuries, power solved Plato's problem of imperialism, by which is meant the problem of outsiders infecting the republic, the best state, by bringing in new ideas. This problem, quote unquote, was solved by power, by envisioning and setting about making real a vision of an international system. I'm hoping through these discussions to show that only through our own global vision, opposed to powers, that is to say, an earthist instead of a supremacist vision, can we move beyond the class system and begin, each one of us, to live our full human gifts. Only by discussing these ideas together can we develop our thought and advance the great communal mind, which has been bound and shackled by power. To participate most fully in these discussions, please read the excerpt from Terence Hopkins that I've included in Palmer's chat, a link to which is on the NAS2EndWork.org homepage. Another book that I consider critical reading for this discussion is Karl Polanyi's The Great Transformation. A brief excerpt of this most recent Waking Up show, November 4th, follows. Please listen in every Sunday morning for subsequent conversations, and please start organizing your own. And we're going to come back to that question, but of what that meant, what it means, that competitive nature of the interstate system. Because I'm arguing within my writings that Plato's Republic, in fact, has informed rulers and ruling elites over the centuries, but particularly within the last 300 years. So why should we care what a nation-state system is within a global economic system? Short answer, because if we don't understand the game, it's going to forestall our long overdue awakening, the enlightenment of the species. Because if we don't understand the game, we could be duped by the nationalist rhetoric that is going to be pushed in our face. Because this nationalism, patriotism, is always the fallback plan in conditions of shrinking resources or when there's too vicious a whipping of the labor forces, resulting in people's eyes opening wide and seeing what wasn't seen before. And if we don't understand the game, we could then otherwise rather be duped by the free market rhetoric, one or the other, by the notion that economy must be protected at all costs before all else. And I have to add one other thing, because this issue of interstate system within a global economic system is not an academic question, but only very, very few academics like Karl Popper and Karl Polanyi understand that. And I think it's because they wrote within the fangs of fascism itself. They were motivated, as are we. We are very motivated right now. And I'm going to encourage all of us to step up big time our probing into understanding this moment that we're in right now.
And there are only a very, very few books that are helpful, I've found, for understanding this moment. Karl Popper, Most Deaf, The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1 and 2. I don't know anything else about anything else he's written. Those two books, for my mind, set him up on the, you know, among the greats for the people, as one we need to figure out the massive con, the big con, holding our hand, excuse me, capturing our physical bodies, leashing us, turning us into cattle. But another one, big one, is a book called The Great Transformation by Karl Polanyi. And I'm going to read a couple words briefly because, I once again, I'm not getting to the what I thought would be the main discussion today, which is if the left punditry, excuse me, the professional left is not doing what it should do in terms of serving the people, us, helping us understand power's game so we can all get on the same page and maximize our numbers. What should they be doing? And I'll probably zip through some of what I think on that in the last 5 minutes, if not sooner. But I really think it's important for us to understand the international nature of power in this moment, because we are being encouraged to defend nation state. This whole question of what is the purpose of government, what is the purpose of the state, came up big time this week. And well, it's always up big time because that's the point of conning us, of one of the major cons. So if not the major con. So this quote from Karl Polanyi, the Great Transformation, is from page 138. He says that it's in this section called The International System. What he shows is that this was created, right? There was a vision behind it. It didn't happen by accident. And what I'm arguing over and over is that we are not going to get our future by accident. We, the vast majority, have to begin talking about what will freedom look like, acknowledging that we don't have it and that we want it. So this is Karl Polanyi. International free trade, this international system that Terry Hopkins is talking about, was an act of faith. This is Karl Polanyi. Its implications were entirely extravagant. It meant that England would depend for her food supply upon overseas sources. So, unquote, and I'm going to continue, but just stop and think about that for a minute. This is brand new, and we're talking about within the last few hundred years. It is completely original, this notion that a state would effectively give up its sovereignty. Effectively, because if you have given up your ability to feed yourself, and we're seeing this, obviously, it's an ongoing process. We're seeing the screws being put to you know, Greece and Spain and in every nation state. The screws are going to be put to you to... You either come in or what? What? It reminds me of that, there's a movie I absolutely love by the Wachowski brothers. Matrix, of course, but this was before The Matrix, called Bound. Awesome film. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. But there's a line in it in which a mobster comes home and surprises his wife. At first, he's suspicious, and then he realizes, oh, no, it's just one of her girlfriends and somebody who lives downstairs, a neighbor. And he comes up to her and takes out a wad of bills and said, here, let me give you something for your trouble, because she'd come up to solve a little janitorial problem. And the woman says, no, that's all right. And he says, take the money, or I'm going to worry about you. Well, that I love that line, because in a nutshell, it summarizes the big game, right? It shows the fist of supremacy behind that international economic system. Take that money, or I'm a worry about you. And so the big boys say those very words or say those words effectively to every nation state since they figured out how to solve Plato's problem of imperialism. That is to say, his problem of how do you keep a lock on people's minds if you got all these outsiders coming in, agitating them, stirring them up, bringing in these new ideas like, you're not supposed to sell your wage, or excuse me, you're not supposed to sell your human energy for a wage. You're a living thing. So what power figured out in the last 300 years is that it has to be totalitarian. It's by nature totalitarian. You and the only way to keep new ideas from coming in is to make sure that everybody is in. Take the money, or I'm a worry about you. So what Polanyi is saying in this section, he's explaining how allegiance got systematically shifted from the earth beneath our feet, because it provides the food, to the market, behind which power hides. Right? So the point to relinquishing allegiance to the earth is obviously to redirect it to power, to the market, which is the face power wears officially. International free trade means you will be compelled to come in. Those words from the Bible that moved Hegel so much and convinced him to turn away from the notions, his early idealistic notions, and become a servant of the state. A global economic system means interdependence. And what we are talking about today, or asking today, is what does this mean for governance? I mean, does it mean making the best deal for your people in the international struggle for resources? Or does it mean controlling the cattle? So I'm arguing, obviously, the latter. When we begin to question this whole question of why nation state, why am I giving it my allegiance? Essentially, we're asking ourselves, who do you